From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said Friday President Donald Trump is still weighing options in response to a suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria that Washington believes President Bashar al-Assad carried out.
Our president has not yet made a decision about possible actions in Syria. But should the United States and our allies decide to act in Syria, it will be in defense of a principle on which we all agree. It will be in defense of a bedrock international norm that benefits all nations.
Syria continues to deny using chemical weapons, but Haley criticized the president there. Meanwhile, the State Department's Heather Nauert responds to questions from the media, who asked her to elaborate on reports out of Russia that say Britain staged the Syria chemical weapons attack.
We've seen a long history of the Russian government sow discord, whether it's in our own election process, other countries. We see it through state-sponsored disinformation campaigns. We see what happened today at the UN Security Council, where they try to completely change the story when the facts become just a little too inconvenient for them.
Violence broke out along the Gaza Strip Friday during Palestinians' protest that resulted in more than 500 people being injured. The Gaza Health Ministry says that Israeli troops use gunfire and tear gas to repel attempts by Palestinians across the border fence separating the Palestinian-governed Gaza Strip from Israel. The protesters are demanding an end to the decade-old blockade and a return of Palestinian refugees to what is now Israel, where their ancestors lived before being forced to leave after the establishment of Israel in 1948. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.